Your town's water report, decoded. How to tell if your tap water is actually safe. A folded brochure showed up in my mailbox last week from the town of Yorktown. Water quality report, it said, with a photo of the water tower on the front. Inside were three dense pages of tables: PPB, PCIL, 90th percentile, MCL, MCLG, action levels, columns of numbers, and a lot of the letter N. I've been building software for 20 years, and even I had to slow down to read it. My honest first reaction was the same one most people have. Is my water fine or not? Just tell me. That question is exactly what these reports are terrible at answering. So I built a free tool that answers it in about 10 seconds. Snap a photo of yours and try it here. But first, let me explain what you're actually looking at, because once you know the trick, these reports stop being scary. What this report even is. Every public water system in the United States is legally required to mail its customers an annual Consumer Confidence Report, CCR. That's the water quality report in your mailbox. It lists every regulated contaminant they tested for and whether the levels were within legal limits. Here's the catch. It's written to satisfy a federal regulation, not to be read by a human. The numbers are all there, technically. They're just buried in a format that assumes you already know what the 90th percentile was below the action level means. Almost nobody does, so almost nobody reads it, which defeats the entire point of mailing it. The five terms that unlock the whole thing. You don't need a chemistry degree. You need five definitions. MCL, maximum contaminant level, the legal limit, the most of something that's allowed to be in your water. MCLG, maximum contaminant level goal, the health target, with a safety margin. For some contaminants, like lead and arsenic, this goal is zero, because there's no amount that's considered perfectly risk-free. Action level, AL. For lead and copper specifically, the threshold that triggers the utility to take action. PPB, JOCH, PPM, parts per billion, parts per million, just units. One PPB is one drop in about 7,350,000 gallons. Tiny. Violation N, the single most reassuring column on the page. N means no. No violation. The level was within the legal limit. That's it. With those five, you can read any water report in the country. The trick to reading yours in 30 seconds. Here's the shortcut I use. Scan the violation column. If it's all N's, the water met every federal and state legal limit. No violations is the normal, good result, and most towns achieve it. Compare the detected number to the limit. Passing is good. Passing comfortably is better. A contaminant at 2 when the limit is 80 is a non-issue. One sitting at 9 out of a limit of 10 is worth a second look. Watch the goal of zero contaminants. Anything detected that has a health goal of zero, lead, arsenic, is worth knowing about even when it's legal, because legal and ideal aren't the same thing. Take my Yorktown report as a real example. Every violation column, N lead's 90th percentile result was zero, well under the action level of 15, reassuring. Arsenic showed up at 2.2 ppb against a limit of 10. Comfortably legal, but arsenic's health goal is zero, so it's the one-eyed file under good to know. Chlorination byproducts came in around 9 against a limit of 80, barely a rounding error. Bottom line, clean, compliant water, with one or two things worth a glance. That's a genuinely useful read, and it took me longer to find those numbers in the brochure than to understand them. One thing the report can't tell you. Your own pipes. This is the part worth internalizing, that lead result of zero. It's for the water leaving the treatment plant and in the distribution system. Lead almost always comes from your home's plumbing, old solder, older fixtures, the service line to your house. The town can't test that for you. So the one genuinely useful action for most people, regardless of what the report says, if your water has been sitting in the pipes for a few hours, run the cold tap for 30 seconds to 2 minutes before drinking or cooking. If you've got an older home or young kids, an inexpensive at-home lead test tells you what your specific tap is doing, which the town report never will. The tool: a photo in, a plain answer out. Reading the report the manual way works, but let's be honest, you're not going to do it every year, and your neighbors definitely aren't. So I built the version I actually wanted: the Water Report Decoder. You snap a photo of your report, make sure the panel with the numbers table is in frame, and it reads the tables and hands you back a plain English summary: an overall safety read, the specific contaminants worth knowing about, color-coded so you can see at a glance what's fine and what's worth a look, and the one or two things, if any, actually worth doing. It works for any U.S. town's report, not just mine. It's free, there's no account, and the photo isn't stored. It's read on the spot and gone. It's not a replacement for professional water testing or your utility's official report. It's the thing that gets you from impenetrable brochure to, okay, I understand this, in the time it takes to take a picture. Why I built it, and why it matters for your business. Here's the part that's really about what I do. A water report is just one example of a much bigger problem: valuable information trapped inside a document nobody can read. Insurance explanations of benefits, lab results, contracts, compliance filings, merchant statements. Every industry has its version of the impenetrable brochure. Turning a messy, real-world document into a clear answer a normal person can act on is exactly the kind of thing modern AI is genuinely good at, and exactly the kind of tool I build for businesses. The Water Report Decoder took me an afternoon. If your customers or your team are stuck squinting at documents like this, that same afternoon could be pointed at your problem. Try the free Water Report Decoder. Then, if it sparks an idea for something in your own business, let's talk.